I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And you will notice that I have on my official professional broadcaster headset. This was a birthday present. My birthday is November 30th, which is right before Christmas. So I get all kinds of stuff in that time frame. But yes, this is the official... My mind just went blank on the brand of this thing. Audio Technica. Thank you, Fred. He reminds me when I need to be reminded of things, which is quite often, actually. But at any rate, Audio Technica. Yes, so, professional broadcast headset, which is something like BPHS something. But at any rate, it is awesome, as you can tell. So, CES 2018 is going right now, as I record this. So, you know, I've had CESs come and go, and nothing exciting happen. This is not one of those CESs. 2018 is apparently a good year for CESs. Tech Podcast, which, by the way, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. But at any rate, Tech Podcast Network is at CES. Todd Cochran, David Bain, all the folks there, other podcasters that are tech podcasters are there. And they are covering the events and the vendors that are there. And man, they are doing a great job. I have video that I have pulled off of their Facebook page and have been posting that on the blog. The aforementioned that I have not yet mentioned in this program, drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. So I am posting those videos there. Now, some of them are like 3 hours, 22 minutes, 6 seconds, the one I'm looking at right here, from January the 9th in the afternoon and evening. So they are quite long. But the nice thing is you can watch them at your leisure instead of having to catch them live, although catching them live is also good if you want to go to the techpodcast.com Facebook group page. You could do that, which is where I'm getting them. But let's look into the other things that are happening on the netcast today. I'm doing this early because there's just so much to talk about. So we'll see how it goes the rest of the week. Anyway, there's a really good explanation of Spectre and Meltdown. Excuse me. On my blog, drbill.tv. And that blog contains a video from Red Hat called A Really Good Explanation of Spectre and Meltdown. Wouldn't you be surprised that that is the case? It plays for exactly 3 minutes, so I encourage you to watch that. That will explain the whole issue surrounding the Spectre and Meltdown vulnerabilities that are in the chips that Intel has put out. Much more to talk about along those lines before too long. Okay, Tech Thing has a report from CES 2018 on Project Linda. Project Linda is basically the NVIDIA Razer phone. It's a dock for that phone. And you basically take the phone and click it into the laptop dock. And when you do, it basically gives you a larger monitor and keyboard. It's still being powered by the phone. So I encourage you to watch Shannon on Tech Thing, the report from CES from yesterday on Project Linda. That is splendid and worthwhile because it will show you all about that particular product. We don't know much about pricing or any of that. However, she said it looks very promising, so I'm looking forward to that. They're going to get one in and test it on Tech Thing once they finally get there. They'll get one in because it's not officially out yet. They just announced it at CES. So, next item, Toyota will add Alexa to their cars. Ooh, she didn't wake up on that. Basically, Toyota announced today, that is yesterday, January 9th, that it will introduce Amazon Alexa, Amazon's intelligent cloud-based voice service, within select Toyota and Lexus vehicles with Toyota Intune 3.0 app suite and Lexus Inform app suite 2.0 in 2018. Additional models will be available in 2019. So this is right around the corner. Now, the beauty of that is being able to do voice commands to get things like the weather report, the time, all kinds of other things. And you can even ask it, you know, for directions and all kinds of stuff. So going to be pretty cool to be able to do that. So I'm looking forward to that. CES 2018, Dell XPS 15 2-in-1 9575 hands-on from Windows Central. Windows Central did a report, which I have posted here on the blog, drbill.tv. Encourage you to watch that because the Dell XPS 15 has some really cool technology in it. I was very impressed with it. And new Intel chip, hopefully without Spectre and Meltdown. Probably not, but at any rate, we'll talk more about that later. I keep putting that off, but we'll get there. Next item, Kodak starts a new blockchain initiative. Now, for those of you in Rio Linda, blockchain is the technology behind Bitcoin. And that technology, Kodak is incorporating into a, think of it as a Bitcoin for photographs. The idea for this is that photographers can shoot photographs, put them up for sale, and when people use their photograph, their images, then this Bitcoin will allow people to pay for it as they download them and use them. So, pretty cool for photographers. It means they'll get paid instead of getting ripped off for their intellectual property. But it will also mean that you're going to have to be very careful, again, you should be already, in using images that are copyrighted. So this will kind of allow the photographer to enforce that by building it into the actual image itself. They'll have this Kodak blockchain technology built in to charge you if you use it. Cool idea, but as soon as Kodak announced they were going to do that, their stock price jumped tremendously. We'll talk more about that as we go along here, too. The tech podcast videos, again, I encourage you, I went past another one there with Don Bain talking to a guy about educational technology. I haven't been able to see all of the videos, just portions of each one of them, because they are very long. But I encourage you to check them out, because there's a lot of good stuff in these videos. All right, Google introduces the Daydream camera. Now, you know that the Google Daydream is their virtual reality headset. Well, they now have a 180-degree video format camera that will allow you to take basically almost IMAX-style video and then be able to see it. Because you see it in the headset, it looks like this huge, giant screen. So it basically is a camera to match to their virtual reality headset. Pretty cool idea. So you yourself will be able to make videos that work in the Daydream world of Google. Okay, next item. Facebook is, they have announced a video device that's kind of like a video phone. Those of you that are old geezers like myself will remember Dick Tracy had a video phone. And they actually introduced video phones back in the 60s, but they never caught on. They didn't do much back then, but, you know, you saw a black and white fuzzy image of whoever you were talking to. At any rate, with the technology available today, they could do a lot better than that, obviously. However, it's still, are you going to pay $499 for a video phone that ties to Facebook? I personally don't think so. But who knows? Maybe you would jump at the chance to do that. I don't know. Okay, next item. Performance hit from Meltdown Spectre is getting serious. This has become the biggest issue, or at least one of the biggest issues. Not only is your PC rendered insecure by the Meltdown Spectre flaw, which again I ask you to watch that video to explain how exactly it works, but it also is the patch that Microsoft has created for Meltdown Spectre on Windows is slowing down PCs rather severely. Some of them as much as 30% slowdown. That's pretty serious. There's even some servers, older servers, that when they get patched won't even run because they're so old. Now the issue here is that the older the machine, the older the PC, the slower the patch makes your machine run. So if you have modern machines with modern chips, it can be as little as a 1% hit. Now, 1% is still 1%, which is still not good. But it's at least not 30%, you know what I'm saying? So that's something to think about. And yet, you really need to patch your PCs. Now, there's a further complication that we'll talk about in a few minutes about that that makes this even crazier, this whole issue crazier. But let's go on to the next item. Next item is Bloomberg is reporting that Kodak's blockchain move that we talked about earlier had it yesterday increased their stock price to 119% above what it was before the announcement, 119%. Now, Kodak's stock was pretty low, as you might imagine, because Kodak, you know, makes film. We're using digital cameras these days, so they've been kind of fading in the background. But when they announced this blockchain technology and the ability for photographers to have their intellectual property paid for using this blockchain technology that Kodak is going to be developing, championing, the stock price rose 119% to $6.80. Not exactly a barn buster, but hey. Now, this was yesterday at 4:22 p.m. I think it's gone up even further since then. But it boosted Kodak's market value to a $289.5 million. Wow. Just by announcing this blockchain technology, which is not out yet. They just announced it would be coming out. All right, Microsoft, this is an article that I posted myself. Microsoft compromises security again. I love to stick it to Microsoft because they are the evil empire after all. Microsoft has just confirmed that due to the issues arising from the recent security flaws in chips, it is requiring antivirus vendors to set a registry key in Windows to allow patching to occur. What this means is that if your particular antivirus does not set this registry key, or you did not go in and set it yourself, then you'll be blocked from receiving security updates. Now, that's not just the security update for the Meltdown Spectre patch. It also is any other future security updates. now, and in the future. That's ridiculous, folks. Because if you happen to be running an antivirus that is not currently patching the registry, and you don't set this registry key yourself, which most users are not sophisticated enough to do that successfully, then your PC is rendered non-secure because no further patches will be allowed by Microsoft. Now, this is what I say. Their heavy-handedness is getting out of hand. Now, I know that's a little bit of a pun, but it's true. They think they own the world, and so they make this crazy judgment they're going to do this, and it impacts everybody. This is just craziness. All right, next item. Engadget reports from CES 2018 Day 1, another video that I have on drbill.tv, drbill.tv. Go watch that video. They talk about a great many things there, including the new phone that has the fingerprint reader built into the phone screen. In other words, it's not a button that you put your finger over to that is a sensor. It's actually just the screen itself. You touch it, it kind of goes, and looks very cosmic and electrical, and it's quite cool, actually. So I imagine all future cell phones will probably have, smartphones will have this built into it, but they were the first ones to actually get it out there. So, pretty cool. Now, all of this is just what's happened yesterday. A longer show than usual, and yet it was just one day at CES. I haven't gotten up to speed with all the stuff that was announced and is happening today on January 10th as I record this. So more to come, obviously. By the way, you like my official broadcast headset? Yeah, all the other tech podcast guys had one, so I figured I'd wear mine. I normally just use the regular microphone, but it was just kind of my way of being part of the gang. You know what I'm saying? Plus, I do like the way it sounds. By the way, this is my Star Trek shirt. It's got the whole original series cast on it. Another Christmas present. I just keep coming up with these Christmas presents, don't I? At any rate, the original series, guys, I watched it in real time, not reruns. Yes. All right, that'll do it for this particular show. Join us again next time. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of drbillbailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.